The Gemara Pedam Beis is discussing the story with the Blaze of Reb Shimon, and it says that he told his wife that I know that the Talmud Chachamim are upset at me, they're not going to bury me properly. So put me in the aliyah, bury me, and put me up in the attic, and don't worry about me. And that's not what happened. He was in the attic for many, many years. And the question is that Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana and Sanhedrin, Mevavavavez, asked the following kasha. He says, if you look in the Gemara there, the Gemara is a shaila, what is the tam of kvura? What is the reason why there's a mitzvah kvura? Is kvura mishum bizayin, or is kvura mishum kapara? What does mean kapara? That we do it in order to bring a kapara to the person for the various that he did. Or it's a mishum bizayin, Rashi says, shalis bazalin kol shiru, mesma nirka benifka, shouldn't be a bizayin for the mishpacha, then everyone sees that he is running away. What's an afkamina? So the Gemara says an afkamina is if the person says, "Man afkamina, damalu lo beino delik varu lohu gabrim." If the mace says before his nifter, he says, "I don't want you to bury me." Yeah, mas mishum bizyanuhu lav kol kamina. If it's a shaila bizyan, he doesn't have the power to be meichel it because it's a bizyan for his kriven. Yeah, mas mishum kapara. But if it's mishum kapara, he could say lo beino kapara. He has a right to be meichel it, and he could say, "I don't want to have kapara." So in fact, this Sanhedrin Ketan over there, he says, "Why doesn't the Gemara over there bring a raya from this mice over here?" Because the Blaze of Reb Shimon told his wife that not to be kaiver him, and Shitaka wasn't kaiver him. So how could he do that? How could it be Michael, the den of Kvura? So it must be. It's Muchach from here that it's Mishum Kapara. And he could say, I don't need the Kapara, but if it's Mishum Bizayin, Lachar, it should be also for him to be Michael. Like the Gemara says over there, you can't say Lafkol Kamine, because at the end of the day, it would be a Bizayin for the Mishpacha. So that's his kasha. Why is the Gemara not Pesha to Chayla from our Gemara over here? And I was thinking that maybe you could be Madcha his Raya, maybe you can answer his Kasha based on what the Marsha says over here. The Marsha starts off with a different Kasha. He says, how Bechlal is a mutter for his wife to be Mevatel, the mitzvah of Kvura? This is a mitzvah to save Kvura. And she's Mechut v'kairam, how could she not bury him? So it's like the Marsha, he says that it's Mevor in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there's two timing for Kvura, either Mishum Kapara or Mishum Bizayim. So he says, if it's Mishum Kapara, there is no need for Kapara over here, because already had Yisur Mechayim. So he was in the scapper of that. He didn't need Kapara. If it's Mishum Bizayim, then it's also not necessary to, there's no bizayin over here, because the whole bizayin is that he'll be mason, he'll be nirkav and nisrach. But over here, we've seen more later on that he, even after he died, still the, when they took out a hair, it was bleeding, and there was no rim of a talea that was shaylabai. And even though one time it happened, it was for a specific reason, but if not for that, it didn't happen. So he was sure that there won't be a bizayin, and therefore in such a case, it was takamut for him to be meichel l'kfur l'chul yam, and therefore the Gemara cannot bring a raya from here.